Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Oh, yes, indeed. Who doesn't? Dave Cohen in for Scoot. Scoot will be back real soon. Forbes today released its annual list of wealthiest people in the United States. Top five, Elon Musk, worth $244 billion. Jeff Bezos, $197 billion. If I had just acted on that idea, maybe I'd be there with Jeff Bezos. Mark Zuckerberg at $181 billion. Larry Ellison at $175 billion. And rounding up the top five, Warren Buffett at $150 billion. Chad Peterson Withorn is the senior editor at Forbes and joins us now on the live line. Hey, Chase, how you doing? Chase Peterson Withorn.
Great. Thanks for having me.
I'm glad you're here. And this is a big day every year at Forbes when you release this list. Any big changes this year before we get into the Louisiana portion of the list that you wanted to note when you put out the list of the 400 wealthiest Americans?
Yeah. So the big takeaway is that the richest people in America are richer than ever by far. As a group, the 400 richest Americans are worth $5.4 trillion, and they're $1 trillion richer than they were a year ago. And it takes more money than ever to make the Forbes 400 list. You have to have at least $3.3 billion. So it's not an easy list to make.
The rich do get richer, huh? Regardless of what's going on in the economy, regardless of who's in the White House, and regardless of everything else, it would seem, if you're telling me the 400 wealthiest people increased their value that much over the last 12 months. Yeah. All right. Well, three of the people on that list are from right here in Louisiana. What can you tell us about the Louisianians on the Forbes 400?
Yeah. So, there are three billionaires from, who live in Louisiana on the Forbes 400 list. The richest is Todd Graves, who is the founder of Raising Cane's, the fried chicken fast food chain. He's worth $9.5 billion.
That's
and it's
a
his
lot.
First year on the Forbes 400.
Yeah, he increased his value a whole lot.
Yeah, that's one of the fastest growing chains in America, and he's doing very, very well right now.
All right, $9.5 billion self-made Todd Graves is worth. All right, who else from Louisiana is on the list?
Yeah, so $2.5 billion poorer, but still very rich, is Bill Goldring of the Sazerac Company. They own something like 500 spirits brands, everything from Fireball to Southern Comfort to Pappy Van Winkle and George T. Stagg, and you know, from the bottom shelf to the top shelf, he's worth $7 billion. And then rounding out the three Louisiana billionaires is Gail Benson, who's worth $6.6 billion. You know, she owns the Saints and the Pelicans and inherited the teams from Tom Benson when he died in 2018.
Where does that put each of them on the list in terms of ranking in the top 400?
Yeah, so Todd Graves is 107th richest person in America. So $9.5 billion. There's 106 people in line ahead of you.
I'd be happy to be at that place in the line. Trust me, that'd be fun.
Yeah, I'll take 108 even. It's fine. Yeah, Bill Goldring is at 169, and then Gail Benson is the 191st. Richest person in America. So they're all in the top half of the Forbes 400.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but they all increased their worth over the last year since your list came out last year. So, yep, the rich do keep getting richer. We talked about Todd Graves, owner of Raising Cane's, and his first year on the list, he skyrocketed up. I mean, he passed up almost 300 other people in 1 year. He's self-made. You know, he had this idea, and he wouldn't let it go back in the 1990s, even though he was told by his professor at LSU that it was a lousy idea, even though he couldn't get a single bank to finance it. He didn't care. He went to work, what, as a salmon fisher, as a boiler maker, whatever he could do to make money so that he could get enough capital to start Raising Cane's. And now he's got, what, 800 locations in some 40 states. How does that compare to the others on the list in terms of being self-made versus getting their money either from their family or inheritance or something like that?
Yeah, so first I would say I think those bankers probably regret not giving them the money. They might have done very, very well for themselves. But yeah, Todd Graves is indeed self-made, and he's, believe it or not, the list of the richest Americans is overwhelmingly self-made. So maybe not everybody went to as extreme lengths as Todd Graves to, you know, become a salmon fisher and, you know, do all of the things that he did to scrape together the money and, you know, paint and, you know, put up, you know, the first, you know, location himself and all of that. But something like 2/3 of the Forbes 400 is really self-made, you know, meaning that they didn't inherit their great fortune. But obviously, you know, people travel farther than others to the list. Some were self-made, but their, you know, family, you know, might have been a son of a doctor or a prominent lawyer or something like that. And others, you know, might have, you know, not had running electricity or something when they were growing up. So it's a pretty all-encompassing term, self-made, but the vast majority of the really rich people in America did not just, you know, get an inheritance.
Right, but they may have had wealthy or influential friends or family members who were able to get them off the ground rather than having to go work on a ship off the Alaskan coast to make their money. You talked about William Goldring and a few of the alcohols that most of us have probably tasted. Some we probably have not because they're too expensive per bottle. But how do you turn booze into a multi-billion-dollar empire like he did?
Yeah, so, you know, food and beverage is, I think, the third most popular industry on the Forbes 400. So, you know, most of the people make their money in finance or investments, you know, investing on Wall Street and private equity, hedge funds, things like that. And a lot of the others make their money in tech. But you can make a lot of money, you know, feeding people what they're hungry for and serving people what they're happy to be drinking. And Bill Goldring definitely has done that. So, you know, his father was an alcohol distributor. He basically took that business and expanded it heavily. You know, he bought a bunch of brands from Seagram's and has sort of just, I think the biggest driver is definitely the huge increase in the popularity of Fireball. So that's, you know, great marketing and great pricing and, you know, just great, you know, retail strategy. So you can make a lot of money, you know, pouring out a shot for everybody.
Yeah, apparently you can make $7 billion doing that, or at least have a net worth of $7 billion. And it probably didn't hurt that you had a huge song named Fireball that was also very successful about the same time.
Definitely.
By Pitbull. So I'll give Pitbull some of the credit. Gail Benson inherited her riches, and I guess that's she's in company with about, what you said, about a third of the others on the Forbes 400?
Yeah, that's right. About a third inherited their fortune. And that third is kind of split almost in half between people like Goldring, you know, who inherited a smaller business and made it a very large business. And then other people who aren't actively working to increase their fortune. So they're maybe not sitting on the boards or running the companies that, you know, made them wealthy. Maybe they're involved philanthropically, you know, or something like that. And so Gail Benson is sort of in the inherited category. You know, her late husband, Tom Benson, was an auto dealer, magnate, real estate investor, you know, bought into the NFL and the NBA at a very opportune time, which I guess for NFL and NBA owners, that's any time in the past. you pretty much can't go wrong investing in an NBA or an NFL team. And so Gail Benson owns the teams now and is definitely benefiting from the huge increase in the value of pro sports teams.
Yeah, it seems pro sports teams are one of the things that never really lose value. At least the leagues don't. I mean, we've seen some teams have to move cities to try and stay what they consider most profitable. But by and large, yeah, if you can be one of those owners, that's a pretty good way to get your riches.
It's the best. It's better than being on the field or on the court.
I'm guessing all of the NFL. I'm guessing, if not all, nearly all of the NFL owners are on the list.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there are some teams that are owned by families, and of course, the Packers, you know, are
publicly,
you know. But by and large, if you're a controlling owner of a sports team, particularly an NFL team, you're a multi-billionaire almost certainly.
Chase Peterson-Withorn, senior editor at Forbes. Anything else you want to share with our audience on this day that the Forbes 400 is online and in your magazines?
No, I would just say, you know, check it out. There's a lot of it's a huge investigative project that takes many, many months for many, many reporters to dig into the numbers that people sometimes don't want you to see. And, you know, there's a lot out there. These 400 people are all very, very interesting.
You know, I hadn't thought about that. How much do you get response, in quotes, from some of the people on this list? You would think it's a great honor to be on the list, but do you find some of these multi-billionaires aren't real happy when the Forbes 400 comes out?
Yeah, definitely. It's a wide spectrum, I would say. There are people who would very much rather be off the list and would do just about anything to get off. And there are people who are really desperate to be on the list and would do just about anything to try to get on. And most people are definitely somewhere in between and, you know, might help out a little bit, might have some interest in it. Certainly don't want it to look like they have any interest in it, but they might more than they might be willing to admit. But yeah, I mean, you've got everything from, you know, the people like Donald Trump who have spent their whole career trying very hard to be on the list and as high as possible. And you've got a lot of others who have, you know, they'll offer to give you a job or something if you'll take them off.
They just don't want people to know that they want to be that wealthy. They just don't want people to know about it.
Yeah, you almost can't put a price on being able to walk down the street.
I hope one day I know. Thank you, Chase. We sure appreciate you joining us here on WWL. Forbes.com. Go buy it on your newsstands, and we got a link at WWL.com. Thanks for joining us here on WWL.
Yeah, thanks so much.
All right, three Louisianians are multi-billionaires and are on the Forbes 400 list out today. You ever have an idea you think could have put you on that list, but you didn't act on it or you couldn't act on it? I'm an idea guy, so I think I've had lots of ideas that could have made me stupid wealthy. But one in particular that really nags at me, that about 25 years ago, as soon as you say it out loud, it's too late, right? As soon as you tell one person. But I'll tell you that story coming up next about the day my wife called me and I came up with this brilliant idea and I told it to her, but we never did anything about it. And now I Really wish I would have. Coco and James, hang on. Your calls are up next. And everyone else, you want to talk about this? Call me, 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Art Jewelers Talk and Text line. And tell me your idea that you should have acted on but didn't. And we'll also continue talking about the striking dock workers. And do they deserve, should they be able to require, and does it make sense for them to demand that robots not take their jobs? Or is that something that is just a natural evolution? You can talk about that. We can talk about the vice presidential debate or anything else you want here in the final hour of The Scoot Show. I'm Dave Cohen, back after this.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Hey, you want to be in that number when the Saints host the Bucks and Denver with Sean Payton? Enter to win WWL's Double Saints Game Day Giveaway. Score a pair of premium game tickets to both games, plus VIP tailgate passes from Bullseye Event Group, open bar, premium liquor, all-you-can-eat buffet from celebrity chef Aaron May, all overlooking Champions Square. Wow. Winning is easy. Go to WWL.com/contests for your chance to win the Saints, Bucks, and Saints Broncos tickets from Dudley DeBosier, official injury lawyers of the Saints and WWL. I'm Dave Cohen, in for Scoot on your day I like to call Not Monday, because think about it. By the time we get to Tuesday, we're already 20% of the way through the work week, and that should be noted. And, well, you survived Monday, so that should be celebrated as well. Coco, thanks for calling. You go, Coco. You're on WWL.
Good afternoon, Mr. Dave. Listen, I just wanted to call and tell you, you do a superior job. You're a great family man. And let me ask you one more question.
All right.
What is that Fireball? Is that a whiskey?
Fireball is cinnamon flavored alcohol, and it is something fierce. And most people I know have had a bad experience with it. And after you have we all have that one liquor you have a bad experience with, and you can never do it again. But it tastes like the Fireball candy, like the Fireball Gobstoppers.
Let me ask you something. Is that a Fireball? Is that a whiskey or it's a brandy?
I'm going to have to defer to Coleman, who probably knows more about such things than I do. Coleman?
Yeah, Fireball is a whiskey. And as Dave pointed out, I do have a horror story about the last time I drank Fireball when I was at Tipitina's. But yes, it is a whiskey, Coco.
Could y'all send me some?
No, we will not.
You can get some at Rouse's.
Thanks for the call, Coco. Yeah, I got to imagine, Coleman, it tastes better going down than coming back up, huh?
It tastes horrible either way, man. I'll tell you my horror story about Tipitina's one day.
No. You just keep that to yourself. James, thanks for calling. You are on WWL.
Thanks, man. I want to fuss a little bit. I think the dock workers not only have a right but an obligation to put that in their contract.
Really?
Yes. Here's why. I hope I can make this short. If you're a Republican or conservative or laissez-faire person, let the market do what it do. And if these people think they're that valuable, they have every right to say, you know what, we're that valuable. Because there's no such button, like we love automation, we can just press a button, and all of a sudden they have the robots or the automation they need to replace these people with. But they're not working today, and they don't have the robots or whatever they need to load and unload the ships. So their value is valuable.
No, I don't think anyone is arguing the value of these workers, but this seems unprecedented. I mean, we saw it with the Hollywood writers, and now we're seeing it with the dock workers. But can you think of any time in history where technology was the sticking point over a contract and where people were demanding they not be replaced by technology? I mean, hasn't been that the human kind of approach to business for over 100 years since the Industrial Revolution?
Yes, and I think it's wrong. Go back about 3 months ago. Here's why. CrowdStrike updated something on updated some of our software and shut down half the world because we're so damn dependent on automation. We need to slow down and do what we do. Let it evolve. And to replace people, just like some of your other listeners said, machines don't pay taxes. Machines don't care for children. We can't keep depending on automation just because it's cheaper in the short run.
But, James, if we had an absolute ban on technology replacing jobs years ago, would we have cars? Would we have computers? Would we have all of the technological advancements we have today? Would we have cell phones? Would we have...
No. That's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying an absolute ban. I'm saying let it evolve. These people need to listen to them and let the market do what it do.
And that's why last hour I asked Dr. Bautista if he thought maybe they could compromise to a point where they said, okay, we're only going to allow robots to replace 5% of the workforce in year one of the contract, another 5% in year two, or whatever percentage they agree on, so that it's not suddenly we're going to bring robots in to unload ships and artificial intelligence to do all the logistics for the yards and so on and so forth. That there's a managed process. So you're not saying that they should get the ban they're asking for. You're saying there should be some compromise.
Yes.
James, I appreciate your call. And I agree with you, and I think that's probably what it's going to have to come down to. Anything else, James?
Yeah, I had an idea about 45, 50 years ago was to make a TV show with a judge program where you had idiots on it, real world idiots. And I didn't do anything with it.
Was that before the People's Court and Judge Wapner?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. See? Most of us have that. Yep. And now Judge Judy, I have to look where she's at, but I'm sure she's on the Forbes 400 list. So too bad you didn't act on it then, because you'd be on that list too now. Thanks, James. We appreciate the call. Dwayne, you had a multi-million dollar or billion dollar idea you didn't put into action?
Well, it might have not been multi-million dollars, but it was a definitely it was a shock when I first saw it. You know, when the kicker, the place kickers practice into the net, the little X with the gooseneck that holds the football?
Yeah, so they can kick the ball and it doesn't go flying 50, 60 yards and they have to chase it, yeah.
Well, the thing that holds the football that they kick so nobody has to hold it for them. When I was in high school in the late 70s, I used two bricks and a stick to hold my football when I practiced kicking. But so this, when I saw this for the first time on TV, it was like, wow. Many ideas.
And now every kicker at every level, from peewee through high school to college and pros, use those devices that you designed out of a couple of bricks and a stick. If only you'd patented it and mass marketed it.
If only. Those two words would have made us all millionaires.
Yeah.
Have a good one, Dave.
Thank you, Dwayne. I appreciate you listening and calling in. So I'm an idea person. I think all the time, and I tell my kids, I have four adult children, and I've told them all the time, there are a million ways to make money in this world, that you have to find what you love, and you can find a way to make money doing it. And I truly believe that, and I have been able to do that. I'm not on the Forbes 400 list, but I do get to talk on the radio every day, and I've wanted to do that since I was a small child. But I've had other ideas that could have made me much wealthier. And the biggest one that I regret the most, that legit could have put me on the Forbes 400 list, I was driving home from WWL. This had to be 25 years ago. And my wife had called me and asked me to pick up some toilet paper and some other stuff on the way home. I was exhausted. I was tired. It had been a long day. The last thing I wanted to do was go to a grocery store or to a Walmart or a big box store. And I said to her, I said, you know what? We need to start a company called anythingyouwant.com. And this was in the infancy of the internet. It was still, we didn't know what we were going to do with the internet or how it was going to evolve. Amazon, by the way, at that time was only selling books and I think had started just into CDs and DVDs. But I told her, and I said it out loud, I said, we need to start an internet company called anythingyouwantdelivered.com or anythingdelivered.com, one of those two. And it really was what is now Amazon. And I thought that we could crowdsource to begin and have people go to the grocery store for you and get whatever you want. Or if you wanted a new car, you even wanted a yacht, whatever you wanted, we could have a team of people that would go get it for you. And then I even said to her, I said, and if that works, we could grow it into having our own warehouses, or we could offer other people opportunities to sell on our website. So I legit had this idea for what is now Amazon. And I thought it, I verbalized it, I said it, but I didn't do a damn thing about it. It was just this fleeting idea. I didn't even check if the URL was available, because by the time I went to the store, got the toilet paper and everything else and came home, I was so exhausted I forgot about it and didn't do anything about it until years later when, of course, Amazon started selling anything you want delivered, that I thought, no, I had that idea. C'est la vie. So here I am still talking on the radio. Coleman, you said you had a huge idea you thought could have made you rich.
I don't know if it would make me rich. Probably not $1 million rich, but it would definitely satisfy my meager needs. So I had this idea called the Quiet Bar, like Bar Shh. That's what I was going to call it.
Bar and
it
was a
yes.
Okay.
And it's a place where people could go drink in their own space, like in their own little booth, either in complete silence or to where it's soundproof so they don't have to hear anybody else. Because my idea was, there's a lot of people who like to drink and they can't drink at home because they have like a nagging spouse or maybe some kids, so they can't wind down and relax.
A nagging spouse.
Yes.
Okay.
I tried to keep it gender neutral. Uh-huh. And when they do go to their favorite bar, somebody either plays a jukebox of a song they don't like that happens to me all the time, or there's a loud mouth in a bar being obnoxious, and you can't drive to the lake in a levee because you have to drive back, so that's unsafe. So wouldn't it be cool to have a bar where you have your own isolated booth where nothing bothers you? You can just sit and drink and just be in your own space until you're ready to go home and deal with the nonsense.
All right. Well, that is an idea that I've not seen anybody else do yet. Now you've said it on the radio. I don't know if anyone else will, but at least it's still out there if you want to try it. He's Coleman. I'm Dave Cohen in for Scoot. I want to hear your ideas that you wish you had acted on that somebody else eventually did and got rich. Share them with me now at 504-260-1870 in the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. Wait, what is that you're playing? Oh, yeah. Bring that up, Coleman. Yeah, there's the song Fireball, just one of the many brands that has made the second wealthiest person in Louisiana, William Goldring, his fortune, now worth $7 billion. We'll recap the wealthiest Louisianians and share your ideas that you wish you would have put into action, and you'd be on the Forbes 400 list now, coming up after this. Anything else you want to call and talk about at 504-260-1870. Someone texted in and wanted to know where Donald Trump was on the new Forbes 400 list. He's at 319, so he's still on the list, worth $4.3 billion. Gail, thanks for calling. You are on WWL. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. I'd like to have two questions, actually, two answers. One is about the strike. I don't know what the contract that they were offered is, but do you realize that if you start new stuff like that and you offer education to these people – to take on me, either being an operator or a dispatcher or an electrician, a mechanic, if you offer them training, they have a future. And they will be better off.
Yeah, I think you're right. And I think that was one of the points that we heard earlier, was that the best of the best keep themselves relevant, that they take additional training, they transition with growing technology, and they find ways to keep their jobs even when there's a great technological option for replacing
them. And if the people there offer this to them, they're going to grow too, you know, and they're going to get better jobs. But also, just think about how much more money we'll be bringing into the city, which will bring other jobs.
Yeah, and Gail,
so
you're absolutely
right. I just think that's what they need to educate.
I don't think that's a demand. Yeah, I don't think that's one of the demands in the contract. The demand in the contract.
Nice.
Go ahead.
People have better believe that what happened to the man ass place, when they struck.
Blue Plate.
They closed Blue Plate, and all those jobs were lost. How sad. That business was founded here, and it went on for years. And it was closed off because people had closed minds.
Thank you, Gail.
Just improve it.
I appreciate your call.
One more thing. Can I say one more thing?
Sure, Gail.
Fifty years ago, I had a friend who hadn't worked in 15 years. She stayed home while her kids were going to school and so on and so on. I left a job with a lot of experience. And I didn't want to work full-time. I wanted to work part-time. Well, nobody wanted me to come and work part-time at the time. Why don't we split a job, which is now everywhere? You split a job. It's good for you. It's good for them because they don't have to pay vacation. They don't have to pay insurance because you're part-time.
Well, you know, I've never heard of that. I've heard of splitting a meal at a restaurant and getting an extra plate, but I've never heard of splitting a job. Thank you for the call, Gail. We appreciate it. 504-260-1870. David, thanks for calling. You're on WWL.
Hi, good afternoon, Dave.
Hey, David.
It wasn't my invention, but I just want to tell you a quick story. I know you're busy. My dad's 82 years old, and my grandfather it has to do with New Orleans, was the first one to ever build the ladder seats for kids for Mardi Gras.
Really?
Yes.
Did he patent it?
Yes. No, he did not patent it.
Ouch.
He wouldn't have been a millionaire, but, you know, you could see how far back that goes. My dad was 82, and he built it when my dad was 4.
So your dad sat in it, and I guess you sat in it too, huh?
I still have it for my kids, and I'm keeping it for my grandkids. I still have the green ladder that it was originally built on.
But so you've moved the seat to a new ladder since?
No, it's the same ladder.
Same green ladder, same seat, same everything.
Same everything.
Well, David, I wish your grandfather would have patented that, because then you would be a very wealthy man now, and you'd be building lots of ladders with seats on top of them for Mardi Gras.
Well, I just had to call in because I was proud of the man.
Absolutely. Thank you. And thank you to your grandfather for sharing that idea with so many families that have enjoyed it for so many years since. I'm Dave Cohen in for Scoob. We're coming back with more of your calls and texts at 504-260-1870. One person says, don't want to be replaced by technology? Join the military. If a job in the military disappears, they just retrain you. And to Gail's point, her first point, I think it would be great if they could have built-in continuing education in a lot of labor jobs where if there is the potential for technology to take your job away, which I think most jobs there is, that there's a mechanism to offer your best and brightest training to go into something else. Like the longshoremen and the dock workers, someone's going to need to build, wire, repair, maintain those robots. Someone's going to have to program them. Someone's going to have to maintain still the cranes that the robots operate because, well, they're going to need maintenance and they're going to need work. Things are going to break. So there are other ways that people can work other than the way they're working right now. And if we say no technology can take anyone's job, well, I think that we would see massive, even bigger economic repercussions. Back to your calls and texts next. I was just asked to repeat the top richest people in Louisiana, according to Forbes. The Forbes 400 is out today. And number one from Louisiana is Todd Graves, owner of Raising Cane's Chicken. He's worth $9.5 billion, according to Forbes. This is a guy who put together this chicken finger restaurant back in the 90s as a project for a business class at LSU and was told, that'll never work. And he got a bad grade on it, is my understanding. Went to the banks with it, and they told him to hit the road. So he went and worked on a salmon ship off the Alaskan coast. He worked as a boilermaker. He scraped together money, and he got an SBA loan, and he finally started his first Raising Cane's. He has 800 Raising Cane's now in more than 40 states, and he's worth $9.5 billion. Don't give up on your ideas, people. If you really think you have a good idea, believe in it and do whatever it takes to try and make it become a reality. Unless, of course, you know, it gets to a point where it's so obvious it's not going to work that you're going to die on Skid Row. The second wealthiest person from Louisiana is William Goldring, with an estimated worth of $7 billion. Goldring's Sazerac company owns some 500 alcohol brands and dozens of distilleries in the U.S., Canada, France, Ireland, and India. His daddy started the business, but he wasn't a billionaire, and he made it into an empire. And, of course, Gail Benson, owner of your New Orleans Saints and New Orleans Pelicans, worth $6.6 billion, according to Forbes. Texts are coming in on the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line about this strife now that has caused this workers' strike at the docks on the Gulf Coast, here in New Orleans, and on the East Coast. The real sticking point seems to be that the dock workers want to guarantee that robots, technology, AI, automation is not going to take their jobs away. And I get asking for that. I get wanting that. Nobody wants to lose their job for any reason to technology or to another person or because the business goes out of business or whatever it is. But is that something you can ask for in a contract? Well, clearly you can ask for it, but so far it doesn't look like the union's getting what they want, a total ban on robotics and technology and AI taking away dock worker jobs. One person texted us and said the AI apocalypse has already begun, just hasn't fully taken over, but it will. This is just the beginning, and we'll all end up walking around like nothing is happening and won't realize the reality until it's too late. I think you've watched too many movies. Somebody else says there are dozens of advanced medical procedures performed by robots. Let's not stop technological advances. Please, let's not dumb down. Other people are texting us and pointing out very accurately that if we have widespread job losses, that will hurt the local economy. If we have widespread workers replaced by technology, that robots and computers don't pay taxes, that robots and computers don't contribute to the economy. And I think you're right. But what you're not right about is that stopping technological advancements that help move us forward as a society, can that be a term of somebody's employment that's not allowed to happen? Can that be in our contracts? I don't remember any doctors demanding that robots not perform surgery because they would lose their jobs. I'm Dave Cohen. Thank you so much for joining us for the last 3 hours. I hope this strike works out and that there's compromise that everyone can live with. Coming up next, Sports Talk with Bobby Hebert, Mike Dottiglia, and Steve Geller here on WWL. And tonight at 8, it's the Vice presidential debate. I'll be back at 5 o'clock in the morning to join you for the early edition of WWL First News.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.